Conferences were places in the network where if two or more people went, they would all be connected together. In my years of playing with the phone from 1970 through 1986, I saw many conferences, and in the early years, I would find potential conferences and get people to use them, sometimes spending lots of time on the line keeping it going until it took on a momentum of its own. But there were certain conferences which just occurred spontaneously, and it is to those that this presentation is dedicated, the spontaneously occurring conferences that didn't have somebody like me out there to get them going. The first example I have is something that I really wish I had more tapes of. Unfortunately, this occurred in the early part of my career as a phone player with, and I didn't record a lot of things like this in those days. In the Lynbrook Central Office in southwestern Nassau County, Long Island, there was a set of equipment that was supposed to deliver a recording to people who dialed office codes or area codes that were not assigned. In July of 1970, the recording was so low in volume that everyone could hear each other over it. This was the thing that got me started on phones, and at the time it never occurred to me that it would come to an end, but of course it did. Unfortunately, my first tape of this is from the beginning of its end, when they had just brought in a new powerful amplifier to make the recording loud, so loud that you couldn't talk through it anymore.
I'm sorry. We are unable to complete your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or ask your operator for assistance. This is a recording. I'm sorry. We are unable to complete your call as dialed.
There was no way to shout through it. It took a powerful amplifier to be heard at all, and it did put a stop to the conference. But it did not go quietly into the night, because there were phone men in the phone building who liked it so much that even after the recording was repaired so that you couldn't hear anybody on it, they would turn the recording off. The following is what I recorded during one of those times in 1971 where the switchmen were so nice as to turn the recording off so we could all use the line. My only other recording of Lynbrook 311 being used as a conference is from early 1972, when the switchmen were not only turning off the recording, they were tapping into the conference and talking to individual people on it. Here, there's a switchman named Larry who is tapped into my trunk to the conference, and we're just winding up the conversation. He's apologizing for having mistakenly called me Kevin. I've had that happen before.
Everybody does that.
Okay, Evan. So you don't mind me calling you that then?
No.
Okay, then. Listen, it was nice talking to you. I really enjoyed this conversation.
Okay, so did I.
Take care of yourself now.
Okay.
Now be good.
I will.
Right.
I have to.
Okay. So long now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That gives you an idea of just how low the voices on the line were compared to a normal conversation. But if you weren't in a noisy place, you could hear. Just press your ear to the phone and listen carefully. Let me repeat that last part again at a higher volume.
Bye-bye.
Why did I turn off the tape recorder? God, I loved that place. There was something about the activity that you would tap into just by calling it that you felt like you were part of something exciting going on. It was like being at a great party or something. You'll notice all the dialing in the background. The reason is that people would connect to the line after dialing only three digits of an invalid prefix, and then they would continue to dial the rest of the number, not realizing they had already connected to the vacant code system. In September 1970, another vacant code recording went off. This one was in Freeport, an office about 5 miles away from Lynbrook, and that sprang up again as a natural conference. I must admit having a hand, though, in getting it going, because I spent a lot of time on there waiting for people to come in accidentally and getting them talking. Freeport 311 was never as lively as Lynbrook's because not as many people could connect to it. There were two prefixes in my house, Lynbrook 9, where my line was served out of, and Lynbrook 3, my parents' phone. Well, each one went to a different vacant code recording. Lynbrook 3 went to Freeport, Lynbrook 9 went to Lynbrook, and for a while, in October 1970, I had two different conferences I could access depending upon which phone line I used to dial 311, the vacant code. Here's another recording of the Freeport 311 conference from my parents' line. During the 1971-72 period, the recording in Lynbrook went off many times, and we knew the switchmen were doing it. And it would be tempting to think that when this was happening over and over in Freeport in the years 70 through 72, that perhaps the guys in Freeport were doing it too. However, that would imply a certain amount of intelligence on the part of the switchmen. Would you like to hear what the switchmen who fixed the problem sounded like? Here's a recording that played all weekend after about a week of free-for-all conference. And you judge for yourself whether you think the guys in Freeport were smart enough to do this on their own.
This is a recorded announcement. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Please hang up. Please hang up.
And call again.
The proper number.
The proper number.
And yes, that was part of the inspiration as to why we decided to depict all switchmen in our humorous tapes as guys who say,
duh,
duh,
ah, da,
yeah,
da, what?
But the phone company ended up getting the last laugh because in the spring of 1972, they decided to put an end to all of this nonsense. Every office in Long Island got a brand new piece of equipment from the Autocron company. The announcement that was played for vacant codes was centralized, and the Autocron equipment made sure that the recording would play only once, and then you would get a fast, busy signal. Reorder, as it's called.
I'm sorry. We are unable to complete your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or ask your operator for assistance. This is a recording.
That new system all over Long Island effectively ended all naturally occurring local vacant code conferences. The sad thing is that it still was possible to talk through the new system. You could talk in between rings, and you could talk through the fast busy signal. You just couldn't talk during the recording. And for years, I tried to get people to use it. In this next call, you can hear another caller's touch tones during the ring and voice during the fast busy signal.
Hello there. Don't hang up after the recording.
I'm sorry. We are unable to complete your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or ask your operator for assistance. This is a recording.
Hello. Hello.
The problem was that once people heard that fast busy signal, they just couldn't believe there was anything to hang on for. By 1977, local vacant code conferences were gone in Long Island, but they were only just beginning in Atlanta, and once again the Autochron Company was a part of the picture. Sometime between 1975 and 77, Southern Bell began installing brand new announcement machines in some of its central offices around the Atlanta area. The equipment itself was made by Autochron, but this was not the equipment that had been used to kill conferences in New York. In fact, these announcement machines were conference-friendly because they were so quiet between repetitions of the recording that there just wasn't any noise to drown out the sound of people shouting through it. As a result, some of these vacant code recording delivery systems turned into spontaneous conferences. Just south of downtown Decatur, there's a central office called Columbia Drive. Though I didn't live in that neighborhood, I could still get into their local recording by dialing an invalid prefix beginning with 28, which is what all the Columbia Drive numbers began with in those days. Here's what it sounded like in November 1977 when I found this, and I apologize for the distorted quality of the recording. I deliberately recorded it at too high a volume in order to pick up the voices. Also, the connections between my neighborhood and Columbia Drive at that time were an early type of digital carrier, which made everything sort of crackly.
Please check the number and dial again, or ask your operator to help you. This is a recording. We're sorry, but we have a problem in completing your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or ask your operator to help you. This is a recording.
Hello. Hi.
We're sorry, but we have a problem in completing your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or ask your operator to help you. This is a recording. We're sorry. Call is dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or ask your operator to help you. This is a recording. We're sorry, but we have a problem in completing your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or ask your operator to help you. This is a recording. We're sorry, but we have a problem in completing your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or ask your operator to help you. This is a recording. We're sorry.
While this conference was less than exciting, it was important because it triggered a series of events which culminated in my meeting all of the people who turned out to be my circle of friends in Atlanta. The first thing that happened was that someone on this conference told me about another conference which had been going for many years on a busy signal. Then, from dialing around in Atlanta, I found an unused conference, which I got people to use by playing a public service announcement over the busy signal.
Are you tired of trying to communicate between the buzzes of a busy signal? Here's a better idea. Call the new open line, 377-9135. You'll get a recording once, but then there'll be nothing but beautiful silence. Try it right now. Call 377-9135 and stay on the line after the recording. 377-9135. Call now.
Thanks to the public service announcement going out over the busy signal, the conference was soon populated.
Hi.
Hello.
Sylvia.
Sylvia.
jealous.
I'm not getting jealous.
No, man.
Just your voice is so distinctive.
Yes, sweetheart, on
you remind me of one of my cousins.
Oh, eat it.
Sylvia?
I've been trying to.
And this conference led to another one, and pretty soon I had met the circle of friends that I was to know in Atlanta, none of whom were in the segment you just heard. I'm going to put my tapes of the East Lake Autochron Conference, the one I started, and the Duluth Sputnik Conference, the busy signal, in separate presentations on this webpage. What's next here is something that came as a total surprise to me in 1986. And by the way, this is from my second-to-last phone tape. This is the second-to-last tape in my collection. Actually, now that I've been to Nantes, Quebec, I guess it's the third-to-last. But anyway, I was in Boston, and I just happened to record something from a payphone that had to do with traffic service position system. There were a few phrases spoken by the time lady that had changed, and I wanted to get them on tape. And I just happened to call the local time, also announced by Jane Barbie, the time lady, whose voice we heard on the Columbia Drive conference, by the way.
We're sorry.
Anyway, so I'm at this payphone, and I record the local time number, and what I heard when the time finally hung up on me was surely unexpected, especially as late as 1986.
Will be 4:56. Exactly. 38 Fahrenheit, 3 Celsius. At the tone, the time will be 4:56 and 10 seconds. 38 Fahrenheit, 3 Celsius. At the tone, the time will be 4:56 and 20 seconds. 38 Fahrenheit, 3 Celsius. At the tone, the time will be 4:56 and 30 seconds. 38 Fahrenheit, 3 Celsius. At the tone, the time...
I'm going to turn up the volume and play that last part again.
At the tone, the time...
Of people who've just been hung up on by the time? Is that what's going on here? Let's call it again, see what happens. Worth another dime.
At the tone, the time will be 4:59. Exactly. 38 Fahrenheit, 3 Celsius. The time will be 4:59 and 30 seconds. 38 Fahrenheit, 3 Celsius.
Hello? What number did you call to get on here?
You tell me when you're dialing.
What's that?
You tell me.
The reason I was asking was that if they were dialing the time as I was, from an electronic switch, they only had 10 seconds after it hung up to stay on the line, and I couldn't believe that everybody was calling the time and listening through all those repetitions just to get 10 seconds of speech time. So I wondered if there was another way to access it that would let you stay on for longer.
Now, this is a message unit city. People can't be calling the time over and over. Oh, dear. Well, maybe that same place is reached at the end of some other dial-it number. I'll stop the tape and see if I can find out what's going on here. 936 goes to the sort of Autochron weather service that was created during the 70s, where there's an automated temperature announcement and then a very brief recording. And all 936 numbers go to that. So, and 976 is vacant. There doesn't seem to be a local dial-it exchange. So let's do the time one more time.
38 Fahrenheit, 3 Celsius.
You on your permanently?
Yeah.
You know, Bob. How'd you do that?
I can't tell you.
What's your number? What's your number?
Can those people really be calling in over and over just to talk for 10 seconds? You get the impression that some of them, such as that kid who was very hurriedly asking, "What's your number?" did only have 10 seconds. But as I said, Boston was a place that charged for local calls. It just occurred to me, however, that perhaps the Public Service Commission forced them to give the time for free, in which case it wouldn't hurt to call the time over and over. Another possibility is that the majority of the people who were doing that were calling from telephones served by old switching systems, which allowed more time to stay on the line before being cut off after an outgoing call hangs up on you. Now, this final example, when I heard it, was deja vu all over again, because this conference is the most like my original teenage home on Lynbrook 311. It's in Atlanta, however, so the southern accents just give it away as not being the same. WQXI, which was a major radio station in Atlanta up until around this time, actually, had its number changed because the phone company was going to handle the mass calling to their request line differently. The old number went to a piece of equipment identical to the very thing made by Autocron that New York Tel used to kill the conferences up there. But Southern Bell, the phone company in Atlanta, made one little mistake. They didn't hook up the fast busy signal that was supposed to play at the end of the announcement. And so, this Autocron system that was originally used to kill conferences actually promoted one. And believe me, the number of people calling the Quixie request and contest line was enough to immediately create a spontaneous conference. It didn't take me to get this one going. And damn it, it happened while I was in New York in the summer of 1978, so I couldn't record it locally. Yeah, I made some tapes of it over the long-distance network, but it just wasn't the same. However, Les did record a little bit of it locally, and here's a recording made by Les of the WQXI Autocron Conference, my favorite conference tape of all the conference tapes I have, because it reminds me of my junior high school days where I would hang out on Lynbrook 311. You'll hear Les having to dial into it several times before he actually gets through, because it was so tied up. Enjoy.
AM call-in number is now 741-0790, and QXI's FM call-in number is now 741-0094. This is a request.
You got my number?
No, I got 14.
Now, my name is Clark. My number is 237-405-9.
237-405-9.
My name is Clark. Anybody out there who's 14?
Anybody 18?
My name is Clark.
Hey, Clark.
John who? That's my name, Nolan.
Hey, Robert.
Ah.
John. Robert.
Ah.
Well, Sherry.
What? Hi,
Sherry.
My name's Tom Petty.
Call
huh? Who calls the
Eric.
Tampa?
I did.
Well, call me.
I have your number.
299-5.
Okay, Sherry.
Sherry.
Who lives in Tampa?
224. Does anybody live in Atlanta?
Robert?
What?
What's your name?
Robert?
What?
Oh, yeah.